Chaplain been joined here today by Ashton Cluckey of the Coon Rapids Barrett Crusaders. She's going to be heading to Marshalltown Community College to continue her volleyball career as well as her education. Ashton, appreciate you joining us here today, and congratulations on kind of getting this process in a way completed and the decision made.
Yes, thank you.
You bet. I got to ask, was this a hard decision for you because you kind of were on basketball for a while, then volleyball jumped into it, so you really had maybe two different sports that colleges were talking to you about or that you were looking into, so was this kind of a long, exhausting process because of that?
Just a little bit. I mean, I like volleyball more, and the Marshalltown basketball coach does want me to play basketball there too, but I think that that might be a little too much for me to do both in college.
Yeah, absolutely. I've known a few kids that have done both. Most of the time it's track and cross country, but it's not an easy thing to do because it's going to take up a lot of your time. So you mentioned that you like volleyball a little bit more. Where did that start to grow from, and when did you realize that you really wanted to do volleyball and not basketball?
I think when I transferred from Glidden to Coon, I don't know. It was a really good volleyball like environment and like teamwork and stuff, and I love that. And the energy, like especially this year that we brought onto the court, it's just so amazing. And yeah, I just love volleyball more.
What do you like about the game of volleyball, and where do you feel like your talents kind of lie?
I guess when I get mad, you just hit the ball harder. That's definitely something I love. I think serving is one of my strong suits.
Is that something you've put a lot of time into?
Yes, especially with having a jump serve. You really got to work on your toss and get everything down so it all clicks together.
Is the toss the strength of your jump serve, or what do you think is the strength of your jump serve?
I would say my toss and then like my approach and how I like swing my arms and stuff.
How many years have you kind of feel like you've maybe gotten that jump serve down where it's been really effective? Did it come right away for you, or did you have to put a lot of work just to get it to where you have it today?
I started jump serving my freshman year of high school, and it wasn't the best, but as I kept practicing it and getting my toss down, it just got better and better.
Is that one of the areas that the coaches for volleyball in college were talking to you about, is your ability to serve?
Yes.
So what were some of those early conversations like, and what schools were you talking volleyball with?
She liked how I am like more versatile. Like I played outside for a couple years, and then like my senior year I switched to hitting middle. So that's something she really liked, just me being able to move around a little bit.
Where do you feel more comfortable at, the outside or the middle now?
I personally like the middle, which Coach Black also thought that was crazy because not a lot of people who hit middle like the middle. But I think since it's a lot of moving, I like, you know, moving on the block, and you just really got to keep your head on a swivel.
Well, so take me through that and that adjustment for you then this season. Did it come pretty easy?
It was a little difficult just having, because, you know, outside you only block out or right side, and then you go transition to block middle. So blocking middle, you block middle, right side, and outside. And then you just can't get in the way of your setter. So it was a little difficult adjusting to that, but it came pretty easy.
Is middle where you're thinking you're going to play in college, or what's that discussion been like so far?
Yes, she does also think outside as of now would be good too, but I really think either. I would love to play middle.
Okay. Was Marshalltown the only school you really looked at, or what other schools were kind of in that hunt?
There was DMAC like during the season, but during the season I wasn't really like looking into it. I was just like, oh, I already know where I'm going to college. Kind of have it all planned out. So then I just kind of pushed it away. And then after volleyball season, it was like towards the middle of basketball, Marshalltown reached out, and I was like, okay, I really like it here, and I love like the environment. And so I went on my visit, and yeah, felt like home.
You mentioned when you were getting contacted during the volleyball season that you already had your decision made. You knew where you were going. Was it Marshalltown at that time, or did they jump into the mix then during the basketball season?
Marshalltown was during the basketball season.
Okay. So where did you think you were going then previously?
I already had my plan to go to UNI and do the 2+2 program.
Okay.
I am pretty far along with my degree already with taking DMAT classes in high school. And then I was just gonna get my sub license, substitute, and I'll get my graduate as my paraeducator. So, but I can still do that at Marshalltown because there's some people that I met with when we went there and they para there. So that's also nice.
Yeah, absolutely. So, does UNI, is that still the future, or can you finish your degree at Marshalltown and then head straight into teaching from there?
UNI is still the goal. There's some classes I can't take at Marshalltown that I'll
Okay.
have to take at UNI, but yeah.
Take me through that trip over to Marshalltown then and what you liked about the campus, the program, those types of things.
Yeah, when we got there, we went in the gym doors and met with Coach Flack and Coach Abby, and they had super nice facility workout. They had a running track, which is nice because I do love to run. And then what is super nice is Coach Flack's husband is the academic advisor for athletes. So that I met with him, and I don't know, I really loved everything there about the campus and yeah.
What were some of your favorite things outside of the gym with the campus?
I liked the dorm rooms, and the girl that took me on my visit was actually a volleyball player, and she was super nice, and I felt like she like kind of reminded like myself. She reminded me of myself, which was nice because I don't know, she was super nice, and we just kind of got along really well.
Did you
And
get.
they also have a really good food program.
Okay. What did you have for lunch that tasted really good?
We had nachos. They were so good.
So I have a feeling that'll be something that you'll try again over
Oh yeah.
there. So you got your the person that took you around to the campus there was a volleyball player. How many of the other volleyball players have you gotten to know?
I've gotten to know like there were like three of them there. We sat down and ate lunch with, and then some girls that I'll play with next year have reached out to me, so we've been talking and yeah, found some roommates.
Did you know any of those girls prior, or are those all going to be girls that you're going to be meeting for the first time?
There was one girl I knew because we played her in a tournament at the beginning of the season. She's from OABCIG. She's a really good outside hitter. So I
Okay.
guess I've never really talked to her, just knew who she was.
Okay. So the basketball part of things, did any schools reach out to you? Did you reach out to any schools when you thought you were playing basketball, or how did that recruiting process go?
No, not really. I don't know. I kind of got burnt out from basketball
Yep.
just throughout the years since I've played, since I've been so young. But volleyball's just kind of been my sport since high school, and yeah.
Where do you feel you still need to improve as a volleyball player?
I think there's always room for improvement. So honestly, any aspect of it, my blocking, get a higher vertical is the goal as of now. Just reading more stuff, really everything. Can
Okay.
always improve more.
Let's talk a little bit about the education. You want to go on to be a teacher. You said that this started for you at a very young age.
Yes, I've always wanted to be a teacher.
Do you have family members or the teachers, or was there a specific teacher when you were younger that was just like, wow, I want to be like him or her and go into doing this?
I do not have any family members that are teachers, but my kindergarten teacher was definitely my favorite, Mrs. Troutman. She was so nice, and I don't know, she was a really great person too, so outside of school. And then for one of our classes, we've been going into classrooms, and those teachers have also just inspired me more to be the best teacher I can be.
You've said that you've had the opportunity pretty much this semester to be involved, with some of that, it's not called student teaching. You told me what it was called, but you've really enjoyed that the way it sounds so far.
Yes, the kids are so great, and yeah, they're awesome.
Take us through a little bit of what you've been doing here this semester.
So I basically go into a classroom, help out with like centers or any like assignments they do, and then I work with the teacher to plan a couple lessons. and then teach them to the students.
Well, I tell you what, you have a passion for teaching. Is this coaching in the future at all with that or not? Sometimes the best coaches are the best teachers.
Yeah, I definitely have thought about coaching. I think I made that a goal like last year or 2 years ago that I wanted to be a teacher and a volleyball coach.
And a volleyball coach. Well, I tell you what, I think you're going to be highly successful in both of those, Ashton. Congratulations on a great career. Best of luck at Marshalltown, and we appreciate you joining us here today. I look forward to kind of following how your career over there goes.
Thank you.
You bet. Ashton Kluckey again with the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders. Again, she's going to be heading to the Marshalltown Community College to continue her education as well as her volleyball career.